I don't expect the fireworks, but I have to admit, they're pretty cool. All bright blue and crackly. Under different circumstances, I'd be impressed with myself for having made them. But under these circumstances, the ones I've been stuck with for as long as I can remember, it's anything but impressive. It's downright dumb. If Mom were here, she'd yank me out of this garden in a flash for making such a spectacle of myself. In fact, she'd probably yank me out of this town altogether and squish my dream of ever being a normal kid. Normal kids don't shoot fireworks out of their fingertips. But I've never been very good at normal. Lucky for me, Mom's not here. Nobody is. I whip my head around to make sure the coast is clear, then sigh in relief. Only Barnaby saw what just happened, and he's not telling because, well, he's a dog. He stares at me with his head cocked in confusion. He wasn't expecting fireworks either.
"Don't give me that look," I tell him. "That was your fault."
Barnaby had lunged at something. A squirrel, probably. And since I'm on the other end of his leash, he pulled me right along with him. I had no choice but to reach out for balance, and the only thing nearby was a statue. A bronze figure of a girl standing guard in the middle of the garden with one arm raised to the sky. I braced myself for the sting that happens every time I touch metal, like the snap of a rubber band against my skin. It's annoying, but I'm used to it by now. It happens 20 times a day. But I'm definitely not used to fireworks.
"That was weird,"
I mutter, checking for burns and flexing my fingers. They look the same as always, slightly red and calloused. You'd never know they just produced lightning, or whatever that was. If dogs can roll their eyes, that's what Barnaby does next. Maybe he's trying to remind me it was my idea to wander into that garden in the first place. It was my idea to put myself within zapping distance of all that metal just for a better view of Hopewell. Even the statue itself, looking down at me with a stern expression on her face, seems to think it was a bad move. Maybe she's right. But how could I resist? From that garden on the hill, the town of Hopewell is spread out below me like a picnic blanket. Like the opening credits of a TV show. Houses lined up in neat rows, a leafy green park, a cobblestoned town square. It's perfect. I scan the landscape for a specific building, one that's brick and boxy and not quite as beautiful as all that other stuff. Except to me. Because that boring brick box is Hopewell Middle School. And starting tomorrow, it will be my school. I roll the words around in my mouth like a Jolly Rancher. My school. On TV, kids are always trying to avoid the place. But as far as I'm concerned, school is like Disney World and the go-kart track and the ice cream shop all rolled into one. It's a land of brightly painted lockers, where I'll roam the halls with my new friends, getting into mischief, the harmless kind, of course, while teachers wag their fingers at us. I'll form lifelong friendships and learn important lessons and have the best years of my life. At least, that's how it is on my shows. But most of all, I'll be ordinary there. Not the homeschooled kid who spends all day with his mother, or the kid who nearly died when he was little. Or the kid who technically did die, if only for a few seconds. Or worst of all, the kid who does that weird thing with his hands. I'll just be Trex. Plain and ordinary. It's going to be awesome. If I can pull it off. If I can make it a whole day without causing a light show. Which is why those fireworks are anything but cool. And if Mom finds out? Barnaby nudges my leg. He's right, it's getting late. Mom will start to worry, and nothing is more hazardous to my normal life than a worried mom.